69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Nevermind by Roland. And this is a rare occasion on the 110, but you might get a few of these before we hit 190. But Roland asked me to check out their album after I shamelessly posted a promo reel about the podcast on my Instagram. And you guys know, I will listen to anything once. Doesn't mean I'll have it on the show, but I really dug this album. And there were so many tracks to choose from. In the end, my feels just got the best of me. I have been in my feels lately. You guys, it's been rough. I hit a rough patch since like January started. I really wanted to bring you an upbeat track, like an upbeat rockin' track, which they do have. But yeah, you're gonna get this one. You're gonna get Nevermind. But it's a beautiful, beautiful song. But I did get a clip. Yay, I got a clip, and I love clips. I got so much more, and I'll show you that later. With that, we're going to play a clip from the band, followed by a clip of Nevermind by Roland.
Hi, Deifer. I'm Heidi.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Kaylee.
We're Roland.
We wrote Nevermind in 2019 or late 2019, early 2020.
I think late 2019.
And we're happy about it.
What? We're happy about it. We're not even mad. But it was a lot different when we first wrote it than what we
ended up with.
It kind of never really. I feel like it's one of those songs we never really got to sound the way I wanted it to sound initially. Mm-hmm. And we went into the studio and we tried to play it and it just was not grooving. And then with a little bit of encouragement from our engineer, Caleb. Shout out, Caleb. With a little bit of encouragement from our engineer, Caleb. Shout out, Caleb.
Caleb!
We stripped it back and went acoustic, and we really fell in love with it at that point.
I really love how it turned out.
Yeah. Funny thing is it's got that kind of live sort of sound, but it's the only song that we didn't actually record a live rhythm section on. We actually recorded individual tracks to a click.
The metronome.
And in the end, Caleb found a sample in his DAW of, it was called Italian Cafe or something like that. And so that's the sound you hear in the background of like glasses clinking and stuff.
So shout out to Italians.
Woohoo!
Go Italy!
Shout out Italy. All right, what's it about?
Yeah, Heidi, what's the song about?
What's it about, really? Be quiet. I like to leave the interpretations of our songs up to the listener as much as possible. So I'm going to be really vague and just say that this song is about capturing a moment in time and just enjoying it as it was and keeping it as a memory, regardless of how anything turned out.
So there you have it. That's Nevermind.
Hey, and shout out our drummer playing the bongos on this song.
Because that's sick.
That's pretty sick of him.
Yeah. Shout out Mike.
Shout out. He couldn't be here for this. Uncle Mike.
He's here in spirit.
Uncle Mike.
He's here inside the microphone.
Mike.
Thank you, Deifer.
Thank you, Deifer.
Thank you, Deifer, for having us
on
the podcast.
Our dad says hi.
My dad says hi, and we don't have a dog.
To me, dance like night is end. So when
Okay, so you guys know that I'm a scatterbrain, right? I'm always doing a million things at once. And I guess I just stopped the clip after they said goodbye. And like, I asked after they had already sent this clip, because Rod and I were listening and we're like, is this cajon? Like, what is this? Like, I didn't know the percussion, but it's obviously bongos. And I just got like that shout out from their dad, which is a first. From in the 110 podcast history. I wouldn't mind a few of those, a few more of those shout outs from dads. So yeah, love dads here on the 110 podcast. Anyways, this song just cut me deep in my panza, you guys. I loved the lyrics. They really resonated with me. And since I have been in my feels, I have been playing my favorite song, like, ever, as far as lyrics wise goes, which is Portland Rain by Everclear. I don't know if anyone else will hear it, but I hear some similar chords. This is like a jazzed up like version if you strip down like Portland Rain, and I don't know if that makes sense, and I don't know if anyone else will hear it, but I have listened to that song and dove into that song so many times that I hear it in this song, and maybe that's why I just love it so much. But I don't want you to get it twisted, you guys. This is one of their mellower songs. They have upbeat rockin' songs that take you on a journey. Like this whole album, like you have to listen to it as a whole, and you have to let it take you on this journey. It came out in September of 2025, is 12 songs long, okay, 43 minutes. That'll probably take you from Montebello to Pomona. Like, that's the way that I'm measuring traffic from here on out. Well, with no traffic, actually, to Pomona. But if for whatever reason you're trying to get to Pomona, you should just throw on this album. And it really did take me, like, on this journey. It started off, like, rocking. It pulls you in. It's upbeat. Mellows out a little bit as you get deeper into the album, then it brings you back with a few upbeat tracks. But yeah, the lyrics really resonated with me like towards the end of the album, even though it was still pretty rockin'. But I hope that you will check out Roland. They are playing March 25th, April 15th, May 20th. Those are all Wednesdays at the Night Owl from 7 to 10 in Fullerton. Nevermind will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. You can follow them. That's at Rock with Roland, ROWLAND on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. It's at DeeferMusic, DeeferMusic music. Next week, we have a very special episode, episode 180. I had an in-studio guest. And I'm excited for you to hear that track that she played. I'm excited for you to hear that interview. It's a little bit rough, I'm not going to lie. I was very stressed out that day. We had back-to-back recordings. So we recorded the LPP with my favorite comedian. And then we had the 110 guest. And it was a lot for my brain to handle, you guys. So there's a lot of ums in there. Because I couldn't think straight. But I was really excited to have both of those guests here in studio, which is basically my house. And I'm excited for you guys to hear those episodes. 190 is already in the works, you guys. And 200, I don't know if it's going to be, like, it's a big deal to me, okay? Like, it really is. But I just, with everything going on, I just don't think my vision is going to, like, come through. Just because I can't travel. I really want to travel for that episode, but I can't. If I travel, it's because, you know, my heart was just completely crushed, you guys. My life is probably falling apart. We'll see what we do for episode 200. But don't forget, March 6th and 7th, I'll be at the Fullerton Museum for the Light the Mic on Friday and for the Women's Festival on Saturday. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.